A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Tes. Bechoros 9a. Pagination is 17. We'll start with the Mishnah, which is about 10 lines from the top. We've discussed the difference, even when there's a mitzvah to give, but sometimes there's Kedushas Haguf to it, intrinsically holy, in which case we might have to be strict if we're in doubt. In other cases, it's more of a gift. It's mammon, it's financial. And in many applications, if there's a sense of doubt, we might actually be absolved of giving because of the rule, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, whoever is extracting money, if it's a money issue, has to bring the proof. We have this, for example, in the quick way of taking Trumas and Maisris nowadays, where the Truma and the Trumas Maiser has to be discarded because that's intrinsically holy. And it has nothing to do with whether someone can prove that Truma has not been taken or that Truma is obligatory on this produce. In doubt, we're going to have to be cautious. But on something like the Maiser itself, which would go to the Levi, there is an element of doubt that comes into play, and we end up not necessarily being obligated to actually give it, because if it's financial, the other person has to prove it. We discussed this on a number of occasions at the end of the previous Masechta Chulin, where some gifts to the Kohen are financial, and some of them are intrinsically holy. Truma, as I mentioned, most notably, is intrinsically holy. Even the Kohen himself is going to be forbidden to eat produce until he takes the Truma. Until that point, it's tevel, it's not permitted. The Mishnah states, Chamora shalo bichra, a female donkey that has not yet had a child. It did not yet have a bechor, a firstborn. V'yolda shnei zecharim, and it gives birth to twins, to two male children. Nosin tila echad la kohen. We're just getting started on the sophistication of this Mishnah, but in that case, you just give one tele, one lamb, to the Kohen. Because there was only one firstborn. I don't know which one it is, but there's only one. Zachar unikeva. What happens if the twins are male and female? And the rule of firstborn donkey is only on the male. So if perchance the firstborn had been the female, you would be absolved. But if it's the male, you're obligated. So what do? We don't know. It's twins. You come afterwards and you see male, female, child. Zachar nekeva, mafrish tele'echad la'atzmo. You can separate, you will separate one lamb, designated as an exchange for the donkey, if it's the male. But you can keep it afterwards. Once you do the exchange, you've done the mitzvah, and then it's up to the Kohen to prove that he's entitled to it. And therefore, being that it's a financial obligation, you will not end up having to give it. This sheep that's the exchange of the donkey is not intrinsically holy, like forbidden to do work with it or anything else. There's no downside. It's just a financial thing. It's a gift to the Kohen. And once you've gone through the procedure, you can keep it until he proves that it's his. Let's take a look at the Rashi inside, which is approximately where the Mishnah began in Rashi, the inner commentary. Fuhu la'atzmo, and you can keep this lamb. Shuhu ba'atzmo yochal ha'tleh. You, the Yisrael, the regular Jew, is allowed to eat this animal, v'lo yitinenu la'kohen, and you don't have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen have emotze mechavero va'olav harayo. As I described, the Kohen is the one extracting an asset, and he would have to bring a proof that he's truly entitled. Lahavi edim, he would have to bring witnesses. Shehazacha yatza techila, that the male came out first, and that the male is the firstborn, and therefore this law is applicable. V'isura leka, and there's no prohibition here. Don't think that this is going to leave you in a questionable benefit from forbidden things. Da'afilu petach hamar gomor, even a real, legitimate case, verifiable, of the firstborn donkey that's obligated to be redeemed, shepado b'seh, and you did the procedure with the lamb, en kedusha lo bo v'lo b'pityono, not the donkey and not the lamb are intrinsically holy. And therefore, this is going to be the solution, do the procedure, but you don't have to give it to the Kohen. Continuing in the Mishnah, on the third line, shtei chamorav shelo bichru, if you have two donkeys that are now having their firstborn, v'yoldu shnei zecharim, and they give birth, you come back, and you find they've given birth, and it's two males, nosen shnei tilaim l'kohen, so you're going to be obligated in two lambs to the Kohen, because you have to redeem the two of them. However, zachar unekeva, if there's a male and a female born, o shnei zecharim unekeva, or two males, but there's a female also, one of them had twins. Nosen tala echad lekohen, you only have to end up giving one lamb to the Kohen, because it is possible that one of them gave birth to the female first, and she's the firstborn, and there's no obligation in such a case. And therefore, one lamb is going to be given to the Kohen, and one lamb is going to be designated, but not end up having to be given. Shtei nekevos v'zachar, two females and a male are the children. Oshnei zecharim ushtei nekevos, or two males and two females, and l'kohen klum. The Kohen's not going to get anything. Once again, Rashi describes, mafrish teleh v'hu la'atzmo. You separate the lamb, but you can keep it afterwards, because once you've done the proposed mitzvah, it's upon the Kohen to verify that he's entitled. Achas bikra v'achas shelo bikra. If you have two animals, mothers, ready to give birth, one of them, it is the firstborn, and one of them has had previous children, v'yolda shnei zecharim, and they have two males, nosein tele echad l'kohen, even though you don't know which male matches which female, but either way, you know that there's a male here that's a firstborn. So you give a lamb to the Kohen. Zachar unikeva, if they give birth to male and female, so if you're working through the logic, so the Mishnah tells us, mafrish tele echad la'atzmo, you would separate one lamb and you keep it for yourself, because the Kohen can't prove that it was the mother that did not yet give birth that had the male. Now, the entire concept of redemption is fascinating in that the obligation to redeem the firstborn donkey is only by a male birth. But the redemption animal that can be used is more liberal, if you will, less parameters. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Upetach hamar tifte b'seh," you redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, min hakivasim umin ha'izim. It could be from sheep, or it could be from goats. Zachar unekeva. The redemption animal can be either male or female. Gadol v'katan. It could be big or small. As long as it's a living animal under the name lamb, seh, it's fine. It has nothing to do with valuation. The donkey can be worth a whole lot more. The animal that's being used for the redemption can be a whole lot more. It makes no difference. It's animal for animal. Tamim ubal mum. It could be without a mum or with a mum, blemished, not blemished. It's not intended for a korban. It makes no difference. Poda b'pa'amim harbe. And if the Kohen chooses to give it back to you or sell it back to you, you could use the same animal again. It doesn't have intrinsic holiness, but rather it's a gift to the Kohen. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.